When you look back to when you were a kid, what was the best birthday party you ever had? It's so funny. My oldest daughter, Hayden, she just turned 15 this past week. And 15 is an interesting age because they're not really old enough yet to do all the grown-up stuff, but they're still old enough that you don't take them to the trampoline park for their birthday anymore. They're too old for that.
Right. And they're old enough to be cynical.
Right.
That's the main thing, is they're old enough to be judgmental, to look at everything that you offer up and be like, really? Really? Really?
For the last few years, I have taken my daughter to the same place. She has requested her birthday party be at this place. Raven, producer John, producer Sean, it is the Melting Pot. Now, there are no Melting Pots near where I live. They all had closed. So I have to travel about an hour to an hour and a half away from my home to go to the Melting Pot. And if you're not familiar with the Melting Pot, it's a fondue place.
Yeah.
So there's all the different fondue pots on the table and you eat together and I bring like five friends. Yes, Raven.
I just want to raise my hand here and ask, didn't we outlaw those?
No, they died during COVID, but some of them came back.
They did, huh?
Yeah.
Is the government aware of that?
No, fondue. Fondue will never die.
No.
There must always be fondue.
Right. It'll just keep on melting,
I
guess.
Fondue.
Right.
But it is so ridiculously expensive.
Really?
Yes, that I only let her go on her birthday. And we walked out, and I'm thinking in my head, that wasn't worth it. And she looked at me with her big puppy dog eyes, and she said, thank you, Mommy. That was so much fun. I had the best time. This is my best birthday. So I was like, all right.
Wow, you just never know, right?
You never know.
Yeah. What was your best birthday ever?
My best birthday ever was my 30th birthday, actually. And if you're thinking like, no, John, that's too old. We're talking about, no, it was a Star Wars themed birthday. I had a Star Wars themed 30th birthday. It was fantastic. We went to this like local bar. They have a side room, a party room, a surprise party. I had no idea.
Yeah.
My wife at the time and one of my best friends planned it behind my back. I walked in. There was like 50-something people, everybody that I knew. And then we all partied, and then we went to a show afterward. It was great.
That is great.
I had no idea it was coming. There were Star Wars balloons and a Millennium Falcon cake.
Wow. That actually sounds incredible.
30, right?
Surprise birthday parties. Surprise parties are huge. Like, if you're truly surprised by a surprise party, I find those would be great. Sean.
You know, for starters, I want to say I don't care if I'm 34 or 35. I forget what age I am. I don't know if that's weird, but I would still go to a trampoline park any day. So you
right.
can take me, Anna.
Thank you.
When I was younger, I used to live in a place, and they had this this big factory there, and it was called the Discovery Zone. And I used to love this place so much. My mom brought me there for a birthday party one day. And for those of you who have never even heard of it, because I don't know anyone who's really heard of it.
Mm.
It was like a giant factory, and all they had were like ball pits, like, you know, the tubes you crawl around in, zip
yeah.
lines, and like slides. It's literally like it's an indoor park. It's a kid's dream. It was the greatest birthday ever, even though I think I pinched my finger in like one of the rolling slides.
I was going to say,
pins.
Right. As soon as it became a mandatory reporting zone, they closed the place down within
right.
30 days.
Yeah.
It sounds awesome.
Oh, it's so great. I would still go there as an adult.
I mean, that's Chuck E. Cheese. That's what it was when you were that little, right? The ballroom was, you know, it seemed to be a four-story building when you were 8 years old.
It's true.
And now,
as an adult, you look back, you're like, this is 8 feet by 8 feet. That's
yeah.
yeah.
And it's disgusting.
Best birthday party you ever had, Raven? Where was it?
Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, okay.
Obviously. Come on.
March Sauceness. Every week this month, we have been highlighting a different sauce that you can make during the week. Easy, delicious pasta for your family. And here's the best part. Easy cleanup, too. One pan. Three-time Emmy-nominated Chef Plum. You can find him online at chefplum.com, host of Restaurant Road Trip. Plum, this one, I have to be honest with you.
I know.
I have never made, because it seems really hard because it involves eggs.
You know, eggs do tend to scare people away,
yeah.
but it's not as hard as you think it is. It's a really, really simple one, and so much flavor in this because it has bacon in it.
I know, and carbonara really is my favorite. Like, it's a delicious sauce, you know, to eat, but it always really was intimidating for me to make.
I mean, what's the difference when you're adding eggs to something, right? Maybe a step, two steps? It's not all that involved, right?
It's not that hard. You just want to make sure you don't scramble the eggs. You want to make them nice and silky smooth, which is what you're looking for with this.
And which is what scares me.
Yeah, but it's not hard. So here's the thing, okay? Everyone's going to say, carbonara should never have cream in it. That's what your dad is going to say, Anna. It's important. And yes, they're right. But you got to remember, I'm gearing this towards people to have less errors. I want success. You know, I want high success rate. We don't want like errors. So I have a way to fix it to make it easier for yourself. So start off by cooking off some spaghetti. One of my favorite things to cook, spaghetti. It's a great pasta. It goes with everything. Everybody loves spaghetti. But we're going to save some of that pasta water. Now, take a pan, get it nice and hot, and we're going to take some bacon, okay? Just get a pound of bacon, cut it into smaller pieces, and throw it in the pan, and let's start to cook it out and get that extra fat out in the pan. You know, bacon is delicious.
Yeah, okay, hold on. I have a quick question, because I was looking over the recipe that you had sent earlier, and it said streaky bacon, and I don't really know what streaky bacon is.
Right, because this is definitely not pre-cooked stuff that you're talking about, because you want that grease to be coming out.
Yeah, no, sometimes streaky bacon is like the strips.
Thank you.
So just take some bacon, cut it up into pieces. Doesn't have to be great, perfect size pieces. All it has to be uniform. Just throw it in the pan, get it nice and hot. That's what you want to do there. After it starts to cook down a little bit, what I want you to do is add a little bit of fresh garlic to it. Chop up some fresh garlic. I say all the time, I've been preaching all month, no garlic, okay? So now, while that's getting nice and happy in the pan, what I want you to do is take egg yolks, okay? So separate the yolk from the egg, right, and put it into a bowl. And we're going to add a little bit of creme fraiche. Now, if you don't have creme fraiche, sour cream will also work. So mix it together, and we're going to grate a bunch of Parmesan cheese right into the eggs and the mixture we're mixing, right? Now, our bacon and our garlic are super happy in that pan. Let's take some of that pasta, and we're going to put it in the pan. And then we're going to add some frozen peas to it, okay? What I want you to do now is kind of mix up those peas in there and with that bacon and with that pasta in that pan, right? The next thing we're going to do is go out to our bowl of our egg mixture and our cheese mixture and just add a little bit of water in there if you need to. We want just to like ribbon off your spoon. You know, you lift your spoon up, it just kind of comes off the spoon. We're going to take that, and then we're going to take our pan off the heat, pour our egg mixture in.
This is where it gets complicated.
It's not. And then just take your tongs or your spoon and mix it around. This way it won't scramble. It gets really thick and smooth and velvety. It is absolutely phenomenal. If you need to add a little bit of that pasta water left right on top of there, that'll help too. That really kind of help thin it out and make it beautiful. Take that out, put it onto a big bowl or a big plate, finish it with some Parmesan cheese, top it with a little bit of parsley if you want, fresh parsley, not dry, and you're ready to rock and roll. I take mine and actually then take some of the bacon out of the pan and put it on top as a garnish as well.
Well, I mean, anytime there's bacon as a garnish, that's a win.
It actually doesn't sound all that terribly difficult.
It's not hard.
No.
You cook off some bacon and some garlic, take a bowl, add two egg yolks to it, some cheese, and a little bit of creme fraiche, mix it up, right? Add a little water if you need to. Add your pasta to your cooked bacon and peas and garlic. Add the eggs to it. Mix it up with your tongs. Add a little water if you need to. You're good to go.
Seems a little difficult for me, but I'm sure the average person could do it.
A trial and error. What's the worst you end up with?
Scrambled eggs.
No one even knows
on your pasta, which is not bad.
I'm telling you.
I'll eat it.
As long as it's not a rip, roaring hot, it won't scramble that quickly, and you'll be good to go. Just keep it moving. Keep it moving in the pan. You're ready to rock and roll.
All right,
it's delicious.
Want to find Chef Plum? Just head to his website, chefplum.com.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 1-800-330-9999. Eric, go for it. What's driving you nuts right now?
If I am coming up behind you while driving and you purposely slow down and then I go around you and you purposely speed up, that's all I need to know about you.
Yeah.
Always.
People hate to lose imaginary battles that are going on in their brain.
Mm-hmm.
They see a battle everywhere that they are, everywhere around them, and they hate to lose. I applaud your moxie for not wanting to lose, crazy person that's following me around the car, but take that crazy somewhere else.
Right. I'm just going to pull over into the slower lane, and I'm going to wait for you to go by, and then I'll get right back and continue on my way.
Oh, I don't like that person either.
Yeah. Go do your thing. Go do your thing. I'll be behind you. It's fine. I'll see you at four stoplights down the road when we're both inevitably stopped at the same red light.
Right there, face to face.
Yep.
Literally. Thank you.
Hey, Dana, that's all I need to know about you.
Okay, if you're parked in front of a store in the pouring rain underneath the awning, so the people, when they come out with their groceries, have to walk around you and get soaked wet. That's all I need to know about you.
I mean, the person that just sits in their car in front of the store regardless, like, get out of the way. Get out of the way. Go to a parking space like everybody else. If you don't have a cane or a chair and you are at the curb, you're obnoxious.
They have no parking signs, and they're still parked there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no. Yeah. I feel like whenever there's any kind of inclement weather, people just throw every piece of knowledge of driving out the window and they just do whatever they want.
Yeah, there's no rules apply.
No more.
At that point, God forbid I get wet.
Yeah. Paula, that's all I need to know about you.
Okay, if you're that person at work that's unhappy about something but complains to everybody but the person who can effectuate change, that's all I need to know about you.
Girl, that is like an episode of The Bachelor. I mean, Sydney was talking all this trash, and Maria didn't really do nothing. I get it. She could be annoying in some ways, but she didn't really do nothing.
He somehow manages to make everything back about The Bachelor. I apologize.
I'm just, life lessons are there.
Fine.
They're right there for you if you're paying attention.
Ken, that's all I need to know about you.
All right. If you still roll your eyes like a teenager, that's all I need to know about you. I had a coworker the other day. She rolled her eyes at me when I asked if she was leaving early again. Rolled her eyes. That's all I need to know about her.
Is it any of your business if she's leaving early again?
I was going to say, you the boss?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we work on projects together, so yeah.
Work on projects together doesn't sound like the boss.
Sometimes I roll my eyes and I don't. It's like one of those things you do subconsciously. You don't realize it.
You can't help yourself.
I just do it. Like I'm just like, ugh. I don't even realize it.
Yeah. Anna looks at the top of her head many times.
Mm-hmm.
Many times a week.
That's just how I keep my mouth shut. Is it normal to be jealous of your kids? Raven.
It's kind of wild, right?
Yeah. It's summer camp time. And if you're a parent, you know that you have to refinance your home right now to be able to afford it and hurry up and do it because they all sell out and then you're out of luck.
It's unbelievably expensive. It really is eye-opening to tell you the truth. I never really went to camp when I was little because it was expensive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I had friends that went to camp and I'd be like, oh, they rich.
But I remember growing up, like I wasn't allowed to go to camp. My grandparents lived with me.
Mm-hmm.
So my grandparents would just watch me watch TV. That was summer camp.
That was summer vacation,
yes.
Right? Your parents were like, oh, no, Anna's got plenty of activities. Archery doesn't need it.
Right.
Trampoline training for gymnastics? Nope, not necessary.
I had to go see a nutritionist when I was 10 years old because my cholesterol was over 250. They couldn't figure out why. All I did was sit on the couch and watch TV.
I take it back. I did go to overnight camp 1 year, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But it was at like the YMCA instead of like a summer camp. So like you slept in the gymnasium. It wasn't like there was a tent. There was no survival skills unless you count, like, you know, making it through the locker room with the other people that you were in camp with.
So I try to, like, look online to think, like, oh, all right, what are some cool ideas for my girls, right?
Yeah.
They offer, with no exaggeration, robot camp, kung fu camp.
Oh, my gosh.
Caribbean sailing camp.
What?
Where you go to the Caribbean and learn how to sail.
No. Don't send her to that one. That one's on Netflix right now. That's not a good thing.
Oh.
That's one of those wilderness camps.
Okay.
Don't do that.
Art camp. Like, all these things
she was
are so
like,
cool.
It sounded like something you wanted to sign up for, and then you're an indentured servant, like on a yacht. No, you don't want to do that.
Do you know there's three different themed Taylor Swift camps happening in my town this summer?
Oh my gosh.
The dance school has one. The gymnastics school has one. There's like three different ones.
It's kind
crazy.
Of a brilliant idea, right?
Yes.
It's a good hook, right? You're like, no. Instead of regular dance camp, you're going to Taylor Swift dance camp. And the kid's like, wait a minute, what?
And I remember as a kid, even like I'm jealous of the kids now, but when I was young, I was like, no, I'd much rather my grandmother make me pasta and I sit on the couch and watch Smurfs all day. Because I remember my cousin got to go to camp.
Yeah.
And all they did was sit outside in the sweltering sun.
Yes.
That's all camp was when we were young, right?
I've talked to friends with good experiences and bad experiences, yeah.
So what was the camp that you went to? Did you go to a cool one and what happened there? 1-800-330-9999. Diana.
It's not around anymore, but I went to a really cool music summer camp.
What did you do there? Like, was it like all different people playing different instruments, or was it like tuba? We're going to tuba camp.
When somebody says music camp, I immediately think band camp in American Pie, right?
I knew you were going to go there. So there was an instrument part of the camp, but I was there for the voice part of the camp.
Oh, it was like singers and musicians. So you could like, you know, start Led Zeppelin while you were there.
Yeah, and then at the end of the summer, we all got together and we put on one really big show with singing and all the musicians and stuff, and it was really cool. I enjoyed it quite a bit.
But the camp is no longer in session anymore. Is that because somebody got caught making out?
No, it's because they lost their funding, sadly.
Oh, that's terrible.
I mean, that's awful.
I mean, what's going on with the parents? Get to work, people. You want your kids to be artists, don't you?
I feel like every big movie like Disney's Camp Rock and all they all have to do with just singing at camp.
Yeah,
there's got to be a million other camps like that.
Okay, well, so you're saying there was no room for this one then? I guess
this one couldn't make it.
I mean, budget cuts. Come on.
Maybe you guys weren't that good. I don't know.
Maybe they were embezzling at the top. Who knows at this camp? I don't know. I've been watching a lot of stuff on Netflix.
Know.
These camps have a lot of scandals.
This is the season to sign up your kids for summer camp. So get ready to refinance your house because it's going to cost $1 bazillion. And if you don't hurry up and do it, all the good camps are going to be gone.
I mean, it's a lose-lose situation, basically. You know, your kid is going to be like, what? I have to go where? And then if you miss the mark, forget it.
What's the camp that you went to when you were growing up? Did it have a theme? What happened there? 1-800-330-9999. Chuck?
I did. I went there, geez, about 4 years, and I had some of the best times of my life. And the funny thing is that I'm still friends with three of the people that I knew from there, actually.
No kidding.
Our parents became friends and everything. Yeah, it was a great time.
4 years you went. The first time you went, were you kicking and screaming, crying at mom's ankles? Like, I'm not doing it! You can't make me!
I probably was, yes. When I saw her leave, probably was, yes.
Was it a specific kind of camp? Did it have a theme or anything like that?
No, it was just a summer camp. It was a preschool during the year, but also a summer camp, you know, during the summer. Mm. But I actually met a girl that we were, you know, just very friendly. It turned out we came from the same town and went to school together and didn't realize till we got older. And our parents became good friends, and we're still friends, till today.
Oh, I thought you were going to say she was your wife, and now you have children.
Right. I was going to say, that's weird. You met at three.
Oh, no.
I knew as soon as I saw her, you were four.
Chris, what camp did you go to?
I went to camp called Camp Friendship.
What did you do there besides make friends?
Well, the reason I went there is because my parents knew I wasn't really an athletic kid, and most camps, force you to play sports and stuff.
Mm.
So this camp, you got to choose your schedule. I actually loved this camp so much. I went there for 6 summers overnight. And I was a little bit of a player, to be honest, you know, asking a lot of girls to the dances, which turns out was the cover because I don't really like girls.
Wow. I mean, but you were having your way at this camp.
I was. I really came into my own. I really think everyone should go to overnight camp. That's my platform.
I have so many questions.
I'm on the website right now, Raven. It's your dream come true.
Oh, my gosh. Really? Okay, yeah. So it's overnight camp. What is this, like one overnight? It's overnight every night, right? For the summer. You're there for a couple weeks, a month, what, every year?
Yeah, I think it's in 2 week blocks, mm-hmm. and or maybe even 1 week.
He would make his parents send him the entire 3 months, right? It's $72,000 to send him to camp for summer, and then what? They had dances and events and stuff, and you just make friends.
I mean, literally, I have a lifelong friend where I live now.
You could set your own schedule.
Yes, I'm looking at the options right now. I would start the day with mountain boarding, then go to wilderness survival, and then after that, I would go canoeing, and then I would make friendship bracelets and go to drama performance.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
That actually sounds like an
and
incredible day.
And that was
day.
Basically yeah. my schedule.
Yeah.
How old are they taking people?
Boarding.
Yeah, pottery.
Can we expense this?
They start at 7 years old.
Wait, but when do they cut them off?
It says ages 9 to 16. They have retreats. They have a women's weekend. You couldn't go to that.
No.
There's a family camp weekend.
No, also not going to work.
Why? You don't have a family?
I mean, I do, but they're not all going to come. They're going to be like, what?
Camps are awesome.
You mean there's no single dude weekend? It's not listed there on the page?
No.
Seems odd.
I'm sorry. You got to go to that man camp that's been trending lately. They do those man camps where it's basically like they're just trying to kill you.
The drum circle and all that stuff.
Yeah, you got to climb a mountain.
That before them. They're just adding face paint. I'm not impressed.
What if your coworker walked in and you did not work in a bakery and just made the bold statement that I am a baker chef guy and I'm going to write a cooking book.
Yep, I am a baker chef guy now, and I will be writing a cooking book probably at some point. Just really, the book's main goal is not necessarily to teach people how to cook or to bake. It's to annoy Anna.
Why does it annoy me? Listen, so when Raven decided that he was going to become a baker guy, and all of a sudden started bragging about how good he is baking cakes, part of me was confused because if anybody knows Raven, I mean, he can't even make himself his own sandwich. So I just thought that this was a leap, you know?
There is science behind the fact that if somebody else makes your sandwich, it tastes better. It has something to do with the sense and the touching.
I don't like the way you're talking to us while waving a knife around.
I'm just saying that's the thing. Well, I'm about to serve you a beautiful, delicious cake. Now,
my
storied career now as a fabulous chef baker guy, I have made 2 cakes to date until this cake right here. This is the first cake that I made by request of somebody else, another individual where I randomly had to choose it. And John, this is your selection, lemon cake.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, is not necessarily a super easy cake to make. And because I was challenged by somebody, this is a cake that I made from scratch.
Yeah, we decided for 3 weeks.
It's not a fake cake.
We were going to every week we were going to tell Raven what kind of cake he had to make, and then he had to make it on Fridays just because we wanted cake on Fridays. Mm.
Yeah,
and
he
was like, all right. And we were like, okay.
By the way, the term from scratch is a fake term when it comes to making a cake because, again, you did not go out and invent wheat or flour or anything like that.
I gotta
say, not
go
again and harvest anything.
Raven, like, stop waving the knife.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you're getting more and more emphatic about defending yourself, and the knife is getting more and more aggressive with the waving.
My hand's hovering over the fork over here. Too.
I served some of this cake yesterday to my family members. They enjoyed this cake. It is a little bit denser than I'd like.
All right, so how did you make it? Tell us how you made this lemon cake.
Well, it's flour, it's sugar, a lot of confectioner's sugar, too. There was like some buttermilk involved here. It was like a real cake. Like, this is a real cake that I made here.
It was like a real cake.
Yeah, it's
like
a real cake. Yeah. Now, the only problem I had was when I took it out of the loaf pan, I shredded a little bit of the side. And it is a little bit denser than I would
Hurry up and give me a piece of this cake.
All right, hold on. Gosh.
It's a real cake, Anna. Did you know that?
No, it's a real cake. It's a real
cake. Did you know it was a real cake from a baker guy?
John, that's your piece right there.
For future reference, I want to butter the pan before you put the cake batter in.
It's delicious looking.
Here's the weird part is that all of a sudden Sean is jealous that Raven is the baker guy and he keeps giving him tips and Raven keeps ignoring him and then Sean gets upset.
Go ahead and everybody take a bite and tell me honestly what you think because, you know, there's some adjustments to be made.
Yeah.
As it is my first time. It's denser than I thought.
Oh, Raven, it's still pretty fluffy though, man.
Check out Check out the finish.
Mm. So here,
you come back to me in 30 seconds and tell me how you're feeling. I think you're going to like it.
It's a little bit dry, but it is delicious. I think that for a first time making a cake from scratch, this is a good cake. I think that if you did it with practice and figured out a way to add some moisture to it, you got something delicious here.
So I already have some ideas about that. But, you know, obviously we're going to have to wait for that because I'm not going to make another lemon cake tomorrow. But
I mean, you can.
It was there. It was a recipe I found. So there are a couple adjustments that I would make. And I think that there's already a couple things that I could have done differently that I would have retained a little bit more moisture. Not everybody loves a moist cornbread style lemon cake either, though. So I don't know.
I think it's delicious. And I think you did a great job. And I can't wait till you get to my carrot cake next week.
That sounds like a challenge.
Yes. Job well done, man.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Just make sure that you guys pre-order the book, please. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And college basketball's biggest night is underway.
The coolest mammals on the planet. There can be only one. Who will be the champion? It's Anna and Raven's Mammal Madness.
I'm looking at our text line right now at 1-800-330-9999. People are still mad about yesterday's matchup.
I'm telling you, the baby platypus, it was the sweetest sounding little creature.
Somebody just sent us a picture. Look at this baby platypus. He should have won, not a unicorn whale.
Yeah.
Listen, you vote.
Right.
You vote. So it's Mammal Madness. While the whole country is watching basketball over here, we're trying to figure out what's the best mammal of all time.
I mean, and think about that list, right? I mean, there are so many options with mammals. The platypus lays an egg, and it's a mammal.
It's over. The platypus lost. They are headed home. They are home.
All right. Well, you know what? We've got another tough matchup here today, Anna, starting with the underdog once again. But this time, it's not a dog. It's a guinea pig.
That's right. Guinea pig coming in. At the number 7 seed.
The guinea pig, or domestic guinea pig, Cavia porcellus, also known as Cavy or domestic Cavy, are not native to Guinea and not pigs. Probably called pigs because of their eating habits, vocalizations, and the way adults, especially males, bodies resemble wild boars. Guinea pigs originated in the Andes region of South America and were first domesticated as early as 5000 BC. They no longer exist in the wild. They were originally domesticated as livestock, a food source, and still are today.
I mean, that's pretty amazing. They're 5000 years, right? That means guinea pigs were walking around with Jesus.
Did they say the guinea pigs look like the male body? Was that something that happened?
A male hog.
Oh.
Not a person.
I was like, what? I thought guinea pigs were different. Okay. They look like little rats, I thought.
Really glad that we established that guinea pigs don't look like actual male people.
I was confused by what that guy
said. Here's what it sounds like.
I don't know.
It almost purrs.
Yeah.
Just get a little bit of, until it does that.
All right, so the guinea pig today is up against a serious competitor.
Mm.
Second seed, orangutan.
Oh my gosh.
Orangutans are the largest tree-living mammals in the world, as they spend up to 90% of their day on the tree. Here, they rest, use leaves or branches to arrange sleeping nests, and find sufficient amounts of food. Usually, orangutans don't need to descend to the ground even when they are thirsty. They consume water that collects on the leaves. When water is difficult to get, they chew leaves to make a sponge to soak up water from tree cavities.
All right, listen, nobody misunderstands the facts that you know, orangutans are cool and they're smart.
Geniuses.
Well, but here, look at it like this. Orangutans are coming for your job, your home, and your space, okay? And guinea pigs,
wait a minute.
They don't want none of that trouble. Have you ever seen when somebody has like three guinea pigs and they put them in a little pen on their lawn in Hawaii?
Hold on.
What they do? They mow the lawn for you.
Time out. Raven, what do you do for a living?
Radio.
Right.
Broadcasting.
Do you sit in a tree for 90?
Save lives.
We don't save lives.
We save lives.
Do you sit in a tree for 90% of your life?
I mean, I would.
How would
if
that?
If I didn't even have to come down to get drinks, I would.
How's orangutan going to take your job?
I'm just saying, a guinea pig is not out for my job, out for my house.
Orangutans,
I'm protecting my family,
are the coolest mammals in the world. And if you don't vote for them, there's something wrong with you. But now it's up to you. You decide who's going to make it to the final four, the orangutan or the guinea pig.
Guinea pigs are super cute.
Everybody's watching basketball, not around here. We got bigger things to do, like figure out what's the coolest mammal of all time. It's Mammal Madness.
I mean, it's not an easy decision to make every single day. It's been difficult. Today, we've got guinea pig going up against orangutan.
Yeah, I think orangutans are really cool. Raven, for some reason, thinks a guinea pig is cooler. Doesn't make any sense.
Orangutans want your job, right? They're very similar to you. Like, you can have a conversation with an orangutan. You can teach them sign language and all that stuff. And then all of a sudden, they're figuring out how to run your morning show, okay? And then you got a big problem. All of a sudden, you're out of broadcasting because the monkey is doing your job. Guinea pigs, they don't want my job, Anna. They just want to eat grass and hang out on my lawn.
Most ridiculous thing I ever heard. Orangutans don't want your job. But who are you voting for to make it to the final four? 1-800-330-9999. Orangutan or guinea pig? Jocelyn.
Honestly, the orangutan.
Yes.
They know how to survive in the wild. They know how to go through harsh conditions.
Oh, yeah.
I agree.
Just hanging out in a tree all the time. You know, see a guinea pig try and cross a freeway. You want to show me an animal that's coming through harsh conditions, all right? Show me that. Amy, what do you think? Guinea pigs or orangutans?
Orangutans all day. Guinea pigs look like little rats.
I agree.
I mean, they're little rats, but with nice furry coats.
Mm.
All right? You know, thanks for the call. Have a great day.
Orangutans also have nice coats.
You know what? Orangutan will steal your car.
I mean, they're not going to steal your car.
But they will.
All right, I'm looking at our text line. It's really close. Orangutans all the way to the moon, this person wrote.
Oh, that's not a real statement.
Somebody voted for a dog, which we're not voting on right now, so that's weird.
They would win, though.
Guinea pig, orangutan. All right. With a margin vote of 69%,
what?
Orangutan is making it to the final four. Congratulations.
I warned you. I warned you.
He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's report card.
Every week we check in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he's been behaving as a husband. Alicia, I heard you're a babysitting machine.
Yeah, you just woke him up.
I'm sorry. So what's it like being a full-time babysitting grandma?
It's fantastic. I mean, there's literally nothing better than this whatsoever. I love him. He's my favorite guy in the whole world, and I'm sorry to both my husband and my son, but he really is. He's my favorite.
Well, that's all right. It just distracts her from us, basically. You know,
right.
I can do different stuff now when she's got the baby, which I'll be doing some of today, actually. I have to do some baking.
Oh, boy.
So what's up with this baking? Raven now every week is going to be baking a different cake for the show because he believes he's a professional baker. How do you feel about that?
Anna, I feel like it's going to put another 20 pounds on me that I don't need. So, I mean, I'm glad he found a hobby, but he doesn't need the 20 pounds either. So we have a situation. If he just bakes and gives it all away, that'll be fine. But, you know, you can't just bake and not taste it. So.
You know, the thing is, too, is that who wants to accept baked goods from somebody else? Like, you know, the neighbors, whatever. Like, sooner or later, they're going to think that I'm poisoning them.
Yeah, but you could bring it here to the
office.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
I mean, it's the thing, Alicia, is that you put anything in our kitchen, like, you could time it. It'll be gone in 4 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, he's concerned about who will eat stuff he gives away, coming from the guy who ate the sandwich from a complete stranger.
That's true. We were in a St. Patrick's Day parade, and Raven was just eating corned beef sandwiches from strangers. Anyone that handed him one, he put it in his mouth.
People love the show, yeah. All right? They want to provide me sustenance. Nobody wants me harmed.
All right.
Anywhere.
Raven was also complaining that you don't let him make a single sound in the house when you're babysitting your grandson, and I thought that was hilarious.
I can't get ice. I can't get in acids. I can't run the sink. I can't use a pepper grinder. I got yelled at for using a pepper grinder.
Well, so the baby's room isn't quite ready yet, so he's in the pack and play downstairs in the family room, and it's, you know, it's open floor plan, so there's no wall. Like, he doesn't have any separation from, like, the kitchen or the living room or anything. So you got to turn the volume down on the TV, and, you know, you can't be putting ice in the glass. It's so loud. And I just, he's a very light sleeper. So, like, stop waking the baby up. He only sleeps for, like, 45 minutes anyway.
No more pepper for me, ever.
Yes. All right.
No, so nothing.
What kind of grade would you like to give Raven for the week?
I'm going to give him a B, Anna. He's been all right. I mean, I wish he'd stop with the cakes. I can't take any more cake, though.
What? B for baking.
Yeah, today he's baking a cake today, too. I'm really excited about it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, you get ready.
I'll eat the cakes. I'm good for that. At least a few bites.
It's time for Mommy's Margarita Friday.
Come to Mama.
Anna and Raven.
Oh, go ahead and vent. What did you do this week to earn your margarita? 1-800-330-9999. Kim.
I have twin boys who are 9 that share a single tablet. It's been a disaster, but somehow I got them to share it well this week. I told them that they need to come up with a plan that works for both of them and then present it to me, and they did, and there's been peace in the house, so I've earned this one.
Oh, that is a huge, huge deal. We're on day 5 right now of limiting the screen time for Dakota, my little one, my 5-year-old.
Really?
Yeah, so we, like, She's addicted. She's 100% addicted to that iPad.
Yeah.
So we've been trying to make it an effort where she gets 1 hour a day and that's it. And that is down from, like, I'm embarrassed to say, like, 6 hours a day, you know?
I mean, I don't think you're alone.
Yeah. I think a lot of parents have to deal with it.
Yeah.
I like that they get to share it because it also limits how much time each of them has.
I was going to say, it's built in at that point, right? Once you get past the, you know, I'm going to murder you for this iPad type thing. Once you get past that, then... Wow.
It's true. It does cut the time in half. There are a couple things they like to watch together, but only like one or two.
Well, congratulations. You earned your margarita.
Thank you.
Yeah. And every other parent that's dealing with limiting iPad screen time right now, you also deserve a margarita because it's not easy. That's for sure.
It's tough.
I feel like I'm constantly negotiating. You'll get 5 extra minutes if you do this. You know?
Hey, Dina, what'd you do this week to earn your margarita?
Hey, I've done a few things. One is I started oil pulling. And have you ever heard of that?
I think we tried it a couple years ago. We did the coconut oil pull. It's disgusting.
Yes.
But I know people swear by it. So go ahead, explain it.
Well, I was influenced by this chick on TikTok. And she was like swearing by it, whitening her teeth and helping with her gums and like going to the dentist the next time. And her gums were in the best shape ever. And I thought, you know what, let's do this. And it's a different product than the one of just straight coconut oil. So it has like a mintier, it's called like Guru something or other. And so I just have been oil pulling every day for about 10 to 15 minutes. I'm loving it.
That's like a big commitment to say you're going to do something healthy for yourself and then actually follow through on it, especially when it's yucky.
Yeah, let's just hope that it's actually healthy and continues to work for you.
All right, well, now you can have a margarita to like kind of bury the taste of whatever it tastes like. Ryan, what did you do this week to earn your margarita?
I ran 11 miles.
Wow.
On purpose?
Yeah.
For your life?
My legs are sore. Oh, yeah.
That's fantastic. 11 miles.
Thank you.
I went up and down a ladder about a dozen times this week, Anna. That was a day ago. My upper legs are still sore.
Right. Going up the ladder could be tough. Are you training for a marathon or are you just running for fun?
I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking about training for a marathon.
You know, you always see those people that post online, just finished 16-mile run, just did a 19-mile run. I have a friend like that from high school that we're friends on Facebook. And I'm always fascinated by it. Like, you just get up on a Sunday and go for a 19-mile run. Like, to me, that would never cross my mind as something I'd want to do.
If I see that on a weekday, I'm like, Are you unemployed? Like, what happened? Did you get laid off? It's like impossible for me to understand where they find the time.
Do you get the runner's high that they talk about?
I was just going to say that. It's a real thing.
I've never been able to get it. I tried. I try so many times.
Well, then you just have to have a margarita anyway.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Try that. Maybe you'd run longer.
It's
right?
A shortcut.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you enjoy your margarita.
Thank you.
One couple.
Why would he go all the way to Oregon for this job when our life isn't there?
One problem.
Create so many opportunities for the family. I mean, we already have one kid in college already. And
you decide the outcome.
I think that it's going to be really hard on us.
It's just going to create so many opportunities.
Go and take work, guys. Good luck.
It's Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about. And then it's up for you to decide who's right. Liliana and Axel. Liliana, what's going on?
Okay, so our son hasn't asked anyone to prom yet. It's been kind of a whole thing. You know, there's all this pressure. And he doesn't know who to ask. I have this really great idea. Our neighbor, a very good friend of ours, our kids have grown up together. Their daughter, same grade, same school, just so happens to also not have a date. I personally think it's a match made in heaven, even if it's just to go out as friends. There's no harm in it. You go as friends. You have each other to go to this with, and then even if you separate at the dance, okay, then go your separate ways, but like you take each other as friends and it's fun.
Axel, why would you be against her suggesting this to your son?
To stay out of it. Don't force him to go with someone he doesn't want to go with. You wouldn't want your parents to have done that to you, and it's totally different today for them.
It feels a little, I mean, it does feel a little medieval. Like, it serves a practical purpose. No question about it. Listen, it serves a practical purpose. And if they grew up and they were friends this whole time, then they probably would have made this suggestion to each other. But if they didn't and they hadn't, then now this gets a little bit awkward.
Did you ever just casually say, Liliana, like, oh, why don't you go with, you know, Katie across the street? You never just casually mentioned it? I know I would have.
Oh, I have. And yes, I'll admit that our son has said many times that he doesn't have any interest in her.
Okay. Yeah. So
Keep going. You talk to her, too.
Yeah.
You're completely meddling on both sides.
Who? Who's her?
Our neighbor.
I talked to her mother, and her mother, yes, we have talked about it, and she thinks it's heartbreaking that her daughter doesn't have anyone to go with. That's why both of us think it would be so great to have our kids just go together.
Well, I agree. It makes the most sense in the whole world.
Yes, you would just, you know, set this whole thing up. But again, if they don't feel that way for each other in any way, shape, or form, and, you know, they're embarrassed by the whole situation, I don't know that it makes it better or worse. On the other hand, if they don't go, they don't go at all.
So,
right?
Yeah.
And so that's something to consider is that. And there are people that do not go to these functions at all. And you know what? I went with dates before that I was semi-interested. I when I look at kids now, when they go with a group of friends, I'm kind of envious of that, right?
Yes.
Like, you don't all have to be paired up, and you don't know where these things go.
I went to a prom where I went with just a friend. It was fine. We had a nice time. That was the end of it. We went because he didn't have anyone to go with, and I was available.
Yeah. Did he try and smooch you?
And did you make that decision, or did your parents make it for you?
No, I made that decision.
Uh-huh. But did he try and smooch
you? There you go.
Babe, that's not what we're talking about.
Okay,
right now.
So he did smooch you.
No, he did not.
Okay, right. I see it in your face.
I don't know. Would you get involved if your son was having a hard time finding a prom date and there was a perfectly person next door? That was a perfect option. Yeah,
there was an alive person next door. There was a perfectly good option next door. She's perfect because she's the same age. And she's a person.
And they've known each other. She knows her mom.
They don't like each other.
Yeah, but I don't know.
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on?
Do you have any say over who your child goes to the prom with? Liliana's got a great idea. Her son is a senior. He doesn't have anyone to go with. He's kind of been moping around about it. They have a neighbor. The daughter is the same age, and she's friends with the mom. She talked to the mom. Daughter doesn't have anybody to go with either. And she's like, I don't understand why they can't just go together. Hmm. And she's been pushing it on her son, and he's not really into it. And her husband, Axel, says, you got to back off.
Yeah, I mean, Axel just says, it's not your place, right? They've grown up next to each other. If they liked each other or had that kind of interest, they would do it. And he said, you know what? If we wait, till the last minute. He may end up doing it anyways, but we cannot get involved in this situation. You know, I used to walk into friends' houses and get assigned going to prom. Mm-hmm. It'd be like, I'd walk into a friend's house and their sister would be like, hey, you're going to prom with this person. And I'd be like, okay. And it seemed weird the first time, but I had a great time nearly every time.
I think that it's awkward for a lot of kids. I think that it's a strange maturity level. Some people get it and some people don't yet. Yeah. And honestly, I know everyone's like gut reaction is Liliana can't get involved. It's her son and he can make his own decisions. But as a mom, I get it. I'd be like, why wouldn't you just go with her? She's a nice girl. You don't have to do anything. Just be her friend.
Well, you got to push the bird out of the nest, right, to get them to fly.
Yes. What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Melody, whose side are you on?
You know, it's actually interesting. My daughter went with a family friend's son to a prom because he didn't have a date. But somehow they were just like told me about it. Like, hey, Mom, I'm going to go with Danny to his senior prom.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, that's great. But I definitely did not get involved in that.
So they assigned themselves, basically. They saw the practicality in it. But but if you had said something, they probably would have rejected it. I mean, they might have.
I would never, but I mean, it was awkward. He was a senior. He didn't have a date. My daughter was a junior.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
And he was like, hey, would you come with me? And she goes, sure, I'll go with you.
See, that's so nice.
You know, they worked it out.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Do you have any say over who your child goes to the prom with? Liliana and Axel's son is a senior, and he has not been able to find anyone to go with. And Liliana does not understand why he can't go with their neighbor's daughter, who they've known their entire lives, they're friends with, and she doesn't have a date either. The moms have talked about it.
Well, it would make it really easy for photos before the dance, wouldn't it? Right out front in the front yard. Dad says, step off, Mom. He's grown up next to this girl. They don't have that kind of interest in each other. You know, it's not the vibe that he's looking for. I mean, he hasn't asked anybody yet. But the alternative being is that maybe they don't go to the dance at all.
Right.
And that really saddens Liliana.
Right. And she's like, I don't understand why they can't just go as friends and they have somebody to go with. But what do you think? As a mom, do you get involved? 1-800-330-9999. Vary, what do you think about this?
I'm also going to prom in a few months. And personally, I don't think she should be forcing her son to find a date because it's a lot of pressure. And he's going to feel like he's completely alone, even if he doesn't have as much fun.
Yeah.
It's just going to make him feel isolated, especially by his mom.
Would you go to prom if you didn't have a date?
Yeah, of course. I mean, you're still having fun, you know?
It makes a lot of sense, too, what you said, because it's not just the pressure of the who are you going to ask, who are you going to go with. Then once that's done, there's a whole lot of other pressures that come with it, too. And I think that, you know, that should be considered.
Yeah.
I also think that it's much more commonplace to go without a date now than when we were growing up.
Roll with your posse.
I don't see anything wrong with that.
Anna and Raven, who's this?
Hi, Raven. It's Nancy.
Nancy, what do you say?
Nancy, well, I know you get involved. Don't even lie.
I was going to say, unfortunately, I would have gotten involved.
See?
But looking back, it was so the wrong thing to do. What's the worst thing? The worst thing is not going. The worst thing is going and being absolutely miserable with the first person you are with.
Mm.
So I would have done what the mom did. I've done what the mom did, but big mistake.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Axel, our audience agreed with you today. Liliana, if you've already said it and he's not into it, you can't force it. And I know how it kills you because you talk to the girl's mom, you feel bad for her, and you want them just to go and have a good time. But ultimately, he's got to do what he wants.
Right, and we both know he's going to ask her at the last second when they both don't have a date. So just let it happen.
I mean, that could happen.
He's a last-minute thinker like I am. You know that.
I know. I was just trying to help. I think it's also perfectly fine if he doesn't have a date, okay? So maybe there's that, and maybe he sees that, too, that it's fine to go without a date as well.
Well, I'm sure he'll believe that that's how you feel after hearing all of this on the radio. Good luck,
I don't know. Maybe we'll hide this one from him.
All right, if you have a problem, too, send an email, couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
Can't Be Raven Cash Jackpot is $1,700 thanks to Cricket. Switch to Cricket Wireless and get a blazing fast 5G for your entire family and four lines for only $25 per month. Smile. You're on Cricket. Okay, Jocelyn, let's make some dreams come true today for me, because I love when Raven loses. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
You got it. Good luck, Jocelyn.
Okay. Raven is walking out of here. That big studio door is going to close. He won't be able to hear us. I'm going to ask you five pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring him back in. Ask him the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready to play?
Sounds great. Ready.
All right, let's go. Number one, there's a new Mattel theme park. It was announced to be underway, and it's going to open in 2026 in Kansas City. The park is going to have Barbie, Thomas the Engine rides, Hot Wheels attractions. There's going to be games, too. Like the card game, where the objective is to get rid of all your cards first, and they're red, yellow, green, and blue. What game is that?
Uno.
Number two, the first images for the upcoming sequel to Beetlejuice were released online. Who played the role of Beetlejuice in the 1988 movie?
Michael Keaton.
Number three, Kathy Griffin claims she cannot find her husband to serve him divorce papers, and she hired a private investigator to find him. Her Bravo reality series was called Her Life on What List?
Oh. C-List.
What is it?
C, like cat.
Number four, Ariana Grande was ordered to pay her ex-husband over $1 million and pay his legal fees, too. Before she was married, though, she was engaged to a former Saturday Night Live player. Who was that?
Pete Davidson.
And number five, Lindsay Lohan's Hollywood comeback continues with her new comedy on Netflix called Irish Wish. She did a holiday movie for Netflix a couple years ago that was one of the most watched movies on the streaming service for the year. What was it called?
Pass.
Okay, let me bring Raven back in.
Awesome.
Where is he? Raven! Come on.
Yo.
Here we go. We got 3 out of 5 for Jocelyn.
Not great, not terrible. Let's see how I do. $1,700.
So there's a new Mattel theme park. It's going to be opening in 2026 in Kansas City. And actually, there's one that's opening later this year in Glendale, Arizona, too. There's going to be a lot of rides. Barbie theme, Thomas the Tank, Hot Wheels, but there's also games. One of those games is like the card game where the objective is to get rid of all your cards first, and they're red, yellow, green, and blue. What game is that?
It's Uno.
Uno is correct. Number two, the first images for the upcoming sequel to Beetlejuice was released online. Who played the role of Beetlejuice in the 1988 movie?
Michael Keaton, he still got it.
Number three, Kathy Griffin claims she cannot find her husband to serve him divorce papers, and she just hired a private investigator.
It's really a swindless type thing when people do that.
Gosh,
right?
It
just disappear.
Yep. Her Bravo reality series was called Her Life on What List?
On the D List.
The D List, not the C List, ladies. All right, number four.
I mean, the C-list is still decent. Yeah. Like, we might be on the C-list.
No, we're not.
No, we're not?
No.
Dang.
We're on the Z-list. Like a Canadian Z-list.
Oh, man.
Number four, Ariana Grande was ordered to pay her ex-husband over $1 million and pays legal fees. But before she was married, she was engaged to a former Saturday Night Live player. Who was that?
Pete Davidson.
And number five, Lindsay Lohan's Hollywood comeback continues. She's got this new comedy on Netflix called Irish Wish that's doing really well.
Yeah, I mean, I watched it.
She did a holiday movie for Netflix a couple years ago, and it was one of the most watched movies on the streaming service for the year. What was it called?
Is it Falling for Christmas?
Yes.
Yes, I know, because when you watch Irish Wish, it comes up on your recommended right below it.
I'm sorry, Jocelyn. He beat you 5-3 today. That's going to get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt. All right, on Monday, that jackpot's going up to $1,800.